17. 복합 문단의 이해. 대표 기출.
1-3. A. Olivia and her sister Ellie were standing with Grandma in the middle of the cabbages. Suddenly, Grandma asked, "Do you know what a cabbage white is?" "Yes, I learned about it in biology class. It's a beautiful white butterfly," Olivia answered. "Right, but it lays its eggs on cabbages, and then the caterpillars eat the cabbage leaves. So why don't you help me to pick the caterpillars up?" Grandma suggested. The two sisters gladly agreed and went back to the house to get ready. B. The caterpillars wriggled as they were picked up, while cabbage whites filled the air around them. It was as if the butterflies were making fun of Olivia. They seemed to be laughing at her, suggesting that they would lay millions more eggs. The cabbage patch looked like a battlefield. Olivia felt like she was losing the battle, but she fought on. She kept filling her bucket with the caterpillars until the bottom disappeared. Feeling exhausted and discouraged, she asked Grandma, "Why don't we just get rid of all the butterflies so that there will be no more eggs or caterpillars?" C. Soon, armed with a small bucket each, Olivia and Ellie went back to Grandma. When they saw the cabbage patch, they suddenly remembered how vast it was. There seemed to be a million cabbages. Olivia stood open-mouthed at the sight of the endless cabbage field. She thought they could not possibly pick all of the caterpillars off. Olivia sighed in despair. Grandma smiled at her and said, "Don't worry, we are only working on this first row here today." Relieved, she and Ellie started on the first cabbage. D. Grandma smiled gently and said, "Why wrestle with Mother Nature? The butterflies help us grow some other plants because they carry pollen from flower to flower." Olivia realized she was right. Grandma added that although she knew caterpillars did harm to cabbages, she didn't wish to disturb the natural balance of the environment. Olivia now saw the butterflies' true beauty. Olivia and Ellie looked at their full buckets and smiled.
One to three. A. Once a rich man had a spoiled son who used to spend lavishly. The father wanted to teach his son the important lesson of hard work. Accordingly, he told his son to earn a rupee at all costs, without which he would not be given food. The son went to his mother and narrated the condition laid by his father and managed to get one rupee from her. In the evening, when the father asked his son for his earning, he produced one rupee. The father told him to throw the coin in the well, and the son gladly did it. B. The next morning, the father again told his son to go and earn if he wanted food. This time, nobody in the family gave him money. As the evening approached, the boy grew desperate, knowing his father would soon be back. He went out of the house and wandered unknowingly towards the railway station, where he saw an old man waiting for a coolie. The boy, having no alternative, offered to carry his luggage in return for some money. C. The boy's body was soon aching from this unaccustomed exercise. However, he managed to get the luggage settled in the train and was given a 50 paisa coin for his labor. When he reached home, his father asked, "Did you earn something today?" The boy showed him the 50 paisa coin, and the father told him to throw the coin into the well. The boy, however, resisted this time. "I suffered so much pain to earn this coin. Will I throw away my earnings?" The father said, "Son, I wanted you to realize that money is earned with hard work, and hard-earned money makes one appreciate its value. D. The same instruction was given next day. The boy went to his elder sister and started weeping about his father's harsh instructions. His sister also eventually gave him a 1 rupee coin. When the father came home in the evening, the boy showed the coin to his father, who again told him to throw this coin also into the well. The boy happily threw the coin into the well. This made the father suspicious, and soon he learned the truth from his daughter. The father instructed everybody to cooperate with him.